Welcome to KFG Dayline, and I'm Peter Janis. Our guest tonight is American journalist Hannah Fallon. Good evening, Hannah, and welcome.
Good evening, Peter.
So, Hannah, you're quite famous for digging up some great stories about pranks and hoaxes and how people respond to them. I understand you have an amazing story to share with us tonight.
I do. This one's a doozy.
Brilliant! Do tell. But before you do that, could you say a word about the difference between a prank and a hoax?
Well, the difference is subtle, but basically a hoax is anything made up to fool people, sometimes for political motives, while a prank is like a practical joke to make a fool of someone, like putting salt in a sugar bowl, for instance.
I see. So go on, please.
This is about UK journalist Uba Butler, who some might call a professional prankster. I've actually met Uba. He has a wonderful sense of the ridiculous, and he's been fooling people with some interesting pranks over the years that have attracted a lot of people's attention.
Wasn't he the one who opened a fake restaurant in London?
Exactly. We'll get to that in a minute. First off, Uba was fascinated by the fake brand names that pop up in street markets in London. These so-called knockoffs are much more affordable than the expensive designer clothes everyone wants to wear. One brand in particular, a brand of cheap jeans, caught his eye. It was an obvious knockoff of the much more expensive jeans from world-famous Italian fashion designer Giorgio Armani. The brand name of the fake jeans was an Italian name that sounded similar to the real one. So Uba decided to fool people into thinking that he was the designer of the knockoff jeans, and that he would use the fake brand name to try and get into Paris Fashion Week, a world-famous fashion event that attracts the best-known designers and models from around the world. And when he got in, he would present himself as the designer of the fake brand of jeans.
Uh-oh, this sounds interesting.
Yes. First, he created a fake website with a .com address for the fake brand.
Easy enough.
And then he had fake business cards made up.
Also not too difficult.
And then he bought a bunch of the fake jeans, and off he went to Paris. Introducing himself as the designer, he shows up at the event and talks his way into getting an entrance pass.
Just like that? That's funny!
He's talking to fashion models and designers, and everyone's complimenting him on his fake designer jeans, the ones he bought super cheap on a London street. And because he's participating in the event and introducing himself to everyone he sees, they're talking about him on the internet, and the fake brand name is reaching people all over the world.
Wow, clearly everyone bought his story.
Totally. So when he gets back to London, he tries to track down the real creator of the fake brand name. And that turns out to be a man named Adam Patel, who immigrated to the UK from Zambia in 1972 and runs a tiny shop selling affordable jeans, all with a variety of fake brand names.
So what did Patel think about all this? He must have had a lot of questions.
Well, actually, he thanked Uba because his fake brand never could have gotten all that attention on the internet without Uba's prank. It was good for his business.
Absolutely brilliant. He showed us how fake the world of fashion can be.
He did.
So now tell us about that restaurant.
Okay. Well, before Uba's career took off as a journalist, he wrote restaurant reviews for a well-known restaurant website, whose name I won't mention.
Indeed.
He was paid a small fee to write restaurant reviews that were posted on their website. This website had become what people considered to be one of the most reliable sources for information about restaurants. And the website rated restaurants from best to worst based on the reviews people posted there. But there was one problem. Uba's reviews were always fake. He would just check out a restaurant's menu online, and he would choose a few dishes from the menu and write a review, but without actually tasting any food.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So from this experience, he realized how gullible people can be. It was too easy to fool people into thinking they were reading something real online, something that they believed was a reliable way to choose where to go out for dinner.
How interesting.
So Uba came up with still another prank. Behind his house in London, he had a small shed, you know, a tiny building for storing things, and in front of the shed, a table and a few chairs. He decided to create a fake restaurant that he called The Shed at Dulwich.
Sounds like a top-notch restaurant.
That was the idea. And once again, like he did with the fake jeans, he designed a fake website.
Well, it worked the first time.
And he bought a cell phone he would use only to receive calls for reservations. Rather than give the restaurant an address, he only gave a street name. And you could get into the restaurant by appointment only.
And no one found that a little fishy?
Believe it or not, no.
So he couldn't possibly have wanted anyone to suddenly show up at his house for a meal.
Exactly. And he created a fake menu. His restaurant's menu claimed that instead of serving meals, the restaurant served moods, such as happiness or love. The dishes included weird things like vegan clams and other strange stuff. First, he got the restaurant listed on TripAdvisor, and he had his friends write positive reviews about the food and the atmosphere.
All for a restaurant that didn't exist?
Totally. When calls and emails for reservations started coming in, he would tell people that the restaurant was booked for the next 6 months and they'd have to wait. Of course, that wasn't true since there was no actual restaurant. For some reason, the fact that it was so difficult to get reservations made the restaurant more desirable. People wanted to eat there even more. Locals, visitors from overseas, company CEOs, and celebrities were all calling the cell phone number, begging to get into the shed at Dulwich for family birthdays, romantic dates, company events.
That's hilarious.
And he began to post photos of some of the restaurant's dishes. While the photos were attractive, he actually made the food from things no one would ever want to eat, such as shaving cream and soap.
Oh, no!
So get this. After 6 months, the shed at Dulwich was listed on the website as London's number one restaurant.
No way.
I kid you not. After that, the restaurant actually opened up for just one evening for several customers, including a couple visiting from the U.S. They were served cheap frozen dinners in Uba's backyard next to the shed.
They must have been pretty surprised.
But this is what I find incredible. A few said they wanted to come back again.
Wow. It just goes to show you how gullible people can be.
I know we don't have time for more, but sometime I'd love to tell you about how he fooled people again by talking his way onto a TV talk show as a fake celebrity.
I love that. Next time. Thank you so much, Hannah, for these entertaining and enlightening stories.
My pleasure, Peter.